Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Pinchas, as we are in the first Shabbos of the 3 weeks, the Bein HaMitzarim, the time we think about Eretz Yisrael and Klal Shemayim. Let me begin with a vart on the Parsha and then with a vart for this time of the year for the 3 weeks. In this week's Parsha we have, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu requesting for the Rabbeinu Shalalam to appoint someone to succeed him. And although he wanted his children to succeed him, his main Talmud, Yeshua, was the one who did. Chazal tell us that Pnei Moshe k'pnei Achama, u'pnei Yeshua k'pnei Halavana. Moshe Rabbeinu was bright as the sun. Yeshua was as bright as the moon. In other words, the ruchnistika glow of Moshe Rabbeinu was as powerful as the sun, and in comparison, Yeshua was like the moon. And when Klal Yisrael saw that, Yidden said, "Oy loy loy say busha, oy loy loy say chlima, woe to the busha, to the chlima, pashup shat, that we have such a yerida, such a lowering of the generations, that Yeshua is only kipnei halavan." I'd like to share with you a thought that Reb Leib, the son of the Chafetz Chaim, said in the name of his father. I was reminded of it this week. I had seen it, I believe, in the Turei Torah, but I'm not certain. Reb Leib asked his father, "What are they saying? Oy loy loy say busha," as if they're deriding Yeshua. "Oy loy loy say busha. Oy loy loy say klima. We have a leader like Yeshua." Saif saif. The fact is that Yeshua was the one. None of them were able to achieve. Yeshua was the one of the generation. How are they deriding him by talking about Oisei Busha and Oisei Chlima? And to that, Chafetz Chaim expressed the following thought on this Maimar Chazal, beginning with a mashal. The Chafetz Chaim told the story of a man that was a wealthy diamond dealer. He dealt in diamonds and made a lot of money in Asher. It came a point where he had to travel to Africa to go to the place where the diamonds are mined in order to be able to help his business along. And he was looking for someone to accompany him on this difficult trip. There was no first class at the time of in those generations. One of the aniyim in town who wasn't tied down, he agreed to go along on this trip with this usher. Now you understand already, they traveled together, and this Ani was Mishameh, she serviced whatever was needed by this wealthy man. And during the trip, he learned the trade, he learned about diamonds, he learned how to tell between a good diamond and not a good diamond, how to price diamonds, how to purchase diamonds and be able to sell them at a profit. And by the time he came back 6 weeks later, he had a training in dealing with diamonds, and when he came back, he started his own diamond business, and he also was successful. And based on what he had learned, he, in turn, became a wealthy person. The people in town looked at him with great jealousy. And he said, "Why are you jealous of me? The rich man is the rich man." And they said, "No, he's an usher. Every town has rich men, has poor men, that people who are seichim, people that are not." When we looked at him, we didn't feel any jealousy. "We look at you, we say, look, you're one of us. We're a bunch of aniyim in town." And what happened? He needed someone to accompany him. I could have done it too. I could have gone along with him. I didn't go along with him. You went along with him, and for those 6 weeks of bother, of tircha, you ended up a wealthy man. We say to ourselves, why weren't we like you? Why didn't we take the opportunity when we had the opportunity? Zokta Chafetz Chaim. Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Rabbeinu. His face was like the sun, and nobody was jealous of it. They understood, like, come to Moshe. But then they looked at Yeshua, and they said, Yeshua was a Talmud. He was a Talmud. He was the constant Talmud. All the time a Talmud. I could have done that too. Why didn't I do that? They looked at Yeshua. They saw he was a moon. Well, what was Yeshua? He was somebody who shined back what he had for Moshe Rabbeinu. And people said, they were not deriding Yeshua. They're talking about their own busha, that they deserve to be ashamed. They deserve to be embarrassed. We could have done it. We could have been the Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the lesson being that a person has opportunities. A person has to seize the opportunities. When he can connect to someone who helps lift him up, connect to that person. Connect to him. And if you didn't do it to your Rebbe till now, find a Rebbe now. Find a Rav now. Find someone to connect to. It'll lift you up. It'll bring you higher. It'll elevate you. That's the lesson of the Chafetz Chaim. Oy loy loy se busha. Not deriding Yeshua. But looking at Yeshua, he was Kepnei Alavana. His entire greatness came from his association with his Rebbe, with Moshe Rabbeinu. Oy, we should have done the same. This is a thought on Parshas Pinchas, a lesson from the Talmud Yeshua. And I will add what has been noted by many. Yeshua was a great Talmud. We find two times in Kol HaTorah Kula that Moshe Rabbeinu speaks directly to Yeshua. And both times, he's criticizing him. In Balaischa, when Yeshua says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Adoni Moshe, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu, silence all that Maya and Medad. And Moshe responds, Miyitein kol Hashem neviim. Why are you saying that? He tells Yeshua, you are wrong. We find another place. The other place is in Kisisa. When Yeshua says, Kol Muhammad b'machane, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, you're wrong. And he explains to him what it is that he's hearing. And Rashi says, he tells him, Manik has to understand what he's hearing when he hears the people. The lesson of the Torah, in the two times Moshe talks to Yeshua, and he's critical of him, is that what's a Talmud? A Talmud is someone who can take the criticism and learn from it and not look at it in a negative way. That's the Yeshua that we should all aspire to be. Let's move on to a thought about the 3 weeks. As you know, the Vilna Gaon tried very much to go to visit Eretz Yisrael. He put effort into it. He wrote a letter, a goodbye letter to his wife. Fascinating letter. The Geras Hagra is really a letter from which we can learn much. He writes to his wife, I will come back. I'll come back. In an amusing line, he writes, of course I'm coming back. Don't you see I left my svarim? He left his children also. And he's coming back. But he wanted to be in Eretz Yisrael. We know that many Rishayim hold that there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Is there any mitzvah to go to Eretz Yisrael temporarily and come back? This is a machlaikis between the Maharit and his Talmud, the Knesset HaGedolah, of the earliest Achrayim. The Maharit in a tshuva, Chelek Beis Tshuva Chav Ches, says that there is no mitzvah to just visit. The mitzvah is to live there. The Knesset HaGedolah quotes him, in the Knesset HaGedolah in Eben Ezer, Simin Ayin Hesiv Katan Chav Zayin. He brings the words of his Rebbe and he disagrees. And he says, even to visit Eretz Yisrael, to be there for a little while, is a mitzvah. After all, the Gemara says in Ksuvis, Kuf Yad Aleph, Kol HaMahalach Dalet Amis Beretz Yisrael, Luftach Vayishu Ben Olam Haba. Must be some sort of a mitzvah, if there is some schus of Olam Haba, to walk there. And the Rambam brings it, LaHalacha, in the fifth parak of Hilchos Malachim. So obviously there's some sort of a mitzvah. The Maharit disagrees. The Maharit brings a raya from Shulchan Aruch, from the Tshuvas Arash, which is in Shulchan Aruch. In Yeredeya, Simur Reish Chav Ches Sif Lamed Vav, that's Reish Chav Ches Lamed Vav, Mishanoda Lala Yisrael, someone who took an oath to go to Eretz Yisrael, yesh loy ha-Torah. It's possible to be matir neder, such a neder. Now we have a rule that nidre mitzvah, something's a mitzvah, we're not matir neder. Must be that just to go to Eretz Yisrael without living there is not a mitzvah, it's a schus. But a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah. This is the dispute between Ma'arit, who holds it's not a mitzvah, and the Knesset HaGdailu, who holds even going temporarily, is also a mitzvah. Now, if it's not a mitzvah, it needs an explanation. Why did the Gra go through such pain and such difficulty and such bittles man to try to visit Eretz Yisrael? He was not successful. So I thought, well, let's see what the Gra says in Yerideya. And guess what? In Yerideya, Simereish Chavches, Sif Lam Hidvav, where it says if someone swears to go to Eretz Yisrael, he could be Matin Neder. The Gra there, in his Haggah, in his note on the Shulchan Aruch, he explains that Ataris Nedarim works to someone who Eilel Eretz Yisrael by sending us to another place in Yerideya where we find, in Sif Mem Beis, where we find certain Nidrei Mitzvah do have Hatara. They do have Hatara. So the Gra is saying it's a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah. I the Meritz proof. The Meritz says, then why could you be Matin Hezer Gra? In a few words, says, look at some Membeis. There are exceptions. Al Kaponim, there's a difference of opinion on the matter. What's interesting is that the Mishnah Berura in Simen Reish Mem Ches, in Hilchos Shabbos, the Mishnah Berura, Sivkat and Chav Ches, brings the two opinions. He actually brings the two opinions that there's a mitzvah to go up to Eretz Yisrael if you're going up only for a visit, only temporarily. Now, my point I want to make is if you are going up temporarily and you hold it's not a mitzvah, how do we understand the tremendous desire and tshuka of Gedolim to go to Eretz Yisrael? So I want to share with you something that we in Chutz La'aretz have to understand. Chibas Eretz Yisrael, a love for Eretz Yisrael, is not just a nice thing. It's not just a loving good things. Ayave Hashem Sinura. We have love for the Rabbeinu Shalom, Sinura, we have hatred for bad, and this is something good. It's much, much more than that. Chibas Eretz Yisrael is a lifeline of Yidden in Golus. It's a lifeline. It keeps Yidden from assimilating. It keeps Yidden from blending in. It keeps Yidden having protection from Shemayim. The Chasam Sofer in Devarim Reish Perek Chav Vav says, listen to this. B'chol makim shahochu b'nei Yisrael l'golus, u'tshukasam l'eretz Yisrael, in whatever country Jews were in Golus and they had a tshuka, a desire, yaguru b'shalom, they lived in peace in Chutz La'aretz. You hear this? If you have chibas eretz Yisrael, that's a schus to live b'shalom, the goyim will leave us alone. He says, they say that happened in Mitzrayim, as long as the Shvatim said Logor Ba'aretz Banu was strangers in this land, so Pare didn't start up with them. Only Vayamas Yaisef Echalecha V'chal Adarahu V'yakam Elechadash. Only later. Zaktech Sam Seifer, this is true in every station of our Golus, wherever we go. If we have a Hishtaikikus Teret Yisrael, if we have a chavivus for Eretz Yisrael, if we have a desire for Eretz Yisrael, then our heads are on straight, our heads are on good, and it works. Zoktach Sam Seifer, we say it in the second parasha of Kriya Shema. Vavadtem mehera mi'al pnei adama. It says that Klal Yisrael in Golus is going to, Klal Yisrael is going to go into a Golus. They're going to go into a Golus. V'samtem devar ayela alavavchem. L'man yirbu yameichem alo adama. That you want to be matzliach, you have to keep in mind the Eretz Yisrael. You have to keep in mind the tshuka, the desire to Eretz Yisrael. I once saw an anecdote. A boy came home with a report card. His father reads, science, C. Social studies, D. Math, C. Music, A. When he saw the A in music, he slapped the child. The child said, for the A, you give me a slap? The father said to him, no, but if you're not successful in all your studies, why are you singing so happily? Klal Yisrael in Golus. Unfortunately, we're still in Golus. We're not doing well. We're not doing well. So we get a slap and we say, but we're happy where we are. No. It needs to be a tshuka to Eretz Yisrael. A chiba to Eretz Yisrael, a tshuka to Eretz Yisrael, even to go there, to walk down at Amos there. Ay, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant us all that we should have our heads on straight. We belong in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is our place. We're here temporarily. We're strangers here. We're strangers. If we remember, we don't need the Goyim to remind us. We're strangers here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant us. We should be able to be in Eretz Yisrael. But be as Goyel, and if in Inyis Maneya, we should be zecher to go there, to visit, to absorb from Eretz Yisrael. That's our tshuka, that's our desire. I have tickets for the 22nd. Please, Navin, that I should be able to go, get in and be Nehenna from Eretz Yisrael. Wishing one and all an absolutely wonderful Shabbos, a Bein HaMetzorim Shabbos, a Shabbos of Chibas Eretz Yisrael. When you're Davin Shmein Esrei, do me a favor. Face Eretz Yisrael. Don't just face Mizrach. Face Eretz Yisrael. Think you're facing Eretz Yisrael. Your davening is coming at the back of everyone standing at the kaisel. They're blowing right in. Oy, let's have the tshuka, the chiba, and we'll have a Kadosh Baruch Hu's love even more. A good Shabbos to one and all.